Hello and welcome to the National Trust's Nymans Estate. Thank you for taking this tour and supporting Nymans. My name is Ed and I'm the head gardener here. The gardening team and I will take you around the garden, stopping at 10 places on the way to tell you a bit about this special place. It will take about an hour and we'll end up at this end of the garden. If you haven't already done so, you might want to get a welcome leaflet from the information point, which has a map of the garden inside to help you find your way round. Using this guided tour is quite simple. You only need to press play, pause, or perhaps skip forward and backwards. Each track represents one of the stops along the way, so this introduction and the first stop is track 1, the second stop is track 2, and so on. If you have any difficulties whilst listening to the tour, please let us know at the information point and we'll try to help you with them. Right, let's go round to the Messel Temple in the Pineetum. Press pause now, and when you get there, press play to resume. You should now find yourself at the White Messel Temple. Walk up the steps and turn towards the view. Stretching out from here you can see the Pineetum, which contains some of the rarest conifers in the country, the Arboretum past the fence, and Nymans Woods dipping down into the valley. Beyond the valley, in the distance, is the beautiful Sussex Weald, Ashdown Forest, and South Downs. This beautiful setting is possibly why Ludwig Messel, a German gentleman, bought Nymans as a family home in the 1890s. The soil is fertile here and drains well, the perfect place to create a garden. Can you make out the Ouse Valley Viaduct with its red bricked arches? It's a railway bridge and the only man-made thing you can see for miles around. It was built here in the 1840s, even before Ludwig was here. Over the years, many members of the Messel family and their gardeners got involved in developing the garden. What you see today is a series of experimental designs which Ludwig started and was evolved by his son Lenny, and is what we at the National Trust are rediscovering and conserving every day. Now, let's follow the path down to the left, and as you walk, have a look at the two large conifers. These giant redwoods were some of the only tall trees to survive the great storm of 1987. Press pause in a second, and once you get round to the lime avenue, we'll resume with the next stop.